And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2014. The French playwright and actor and manager Molière baptized in Paris on this day in 1622. He was born Jean-Baptiste Poquelin to a wealthy family. Father wanted him to go into law, but he took up with a theatrical family, and they formed a troupe and put on comedies, and he adopted the stage name of Molière. They toured the provinces for 13 years, returned to Paris triumphant in 1658 to perform The Amorous Doctor. Molière, though he poked fun at the peasants and bourgeois, was careful to leave the church and the monarchy alone, so he never ran into trouble, enjoyed the patronage of Louis XIV, who was the godfather of Molière's first son, and he always had work. He wrote The School for Wives, Tartuffe, and The Misanthrope, and he collapsed on stage during a performance of Les Malades Imaginaires, The Hypochondriac, in 1673. He finished the performance, died of pulmonary tuberculosis later that night. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929, on this day, leader of the civil rights movement, committed to nonviolence. It was in 1967, April the 4th, he delivered a speech called Beyond Vietnam, in which he denounced America's involvement in the Vietnam War because it was recruiting poor and minority men to be soldiers and was draining resources away from social programs at home, and because it was an unjust war, he said. He said, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death." He spoke out against the war for the next year and began a poor people's campaign in 1968. And on April the 4th, 1968, 1 year after his first anti-war speech, he was assassinated while he was standing on the balcony of his motel room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where he was leading a protest march in solidarity with garbage workers who were on strike. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Samuel Hazo, entitled Towels. What purpose have they but to rub skin dry by being drawn behind the back, two-handed down the showered spine, or fluffed between the thighs and elsewhere? Yard goods lack what towels proffer in sheer plump tuft. Wadded after use and flung in hampers to be washed, they clump like the tired laundry of men who sweat for a living. Spun dry or spread-eagled to the sun, they teach us what renewal means. Touch them when they're stacked or racked, and what you're touching is abundance in waiting. Imprinted with the names of Hilton or the Ritz, they daub with equal deft the brows of bandits or the breasts of queens. What else did Pilate reach for when he washed his hands of Christ before the multitudes? Even when retired to the afterlife of rags, they still can buff the grills of Chrysler's, Falling Waters windows, or important shoes. However small, it seems they have their part to play. But then, en route from use to uselessness, it's no small asset, ever, to be always good at something. Towels, a poem by Samuel Hazo, from The Song of the Horse, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.